The character I was reading about then is a Bundjalung character, so it's country New South Wales. Yeah, it, you know, the boxing is a bit of a backdrop to that particular character who's called Pop Addison, and he's the grandfather of the main character, Kerry Salter, who's a black woman who's fled over the border from Logan into Bundjalung country very early in the book because her girlfriend has knocked over a TAB after losing the plot. So she had a brain snap, the girlfriend, and knocks over the Springwood TAB. And Kerry ends up, a backpack full of cash sails over a hedge into Kerry's arms. So Kerry steals a Harley Davidson and flees town. She's got several reasons to flee town, and one of them is she's coming to say goodbye to her dying pop, who is the young boxer in the prologue of the book.
So a lot of these characters are living on the margins, aren't they, and just doing the best they can?
Yeah, it's very much a story about marginal lives. It's funny, my last book, Mullumbimby, was quite the success, you know, critically and also in terms of sales. And I think part of me is suspicious of that kind of success. So I thought, just on the off chance that I've in any way sold out with Mullumbimby, I'm going to go really hard this time and talk about the Aboriginal lives in the underclass where people are really struggling. The only kind of caveat I'd put on that is that I didn't go into the ICE subculture. It's touched my family very definitely. My brother went to jail for 2 years for ICE, but I haven't lived in that world, and so I didn't think I could portray it accurately enough. So it's kind of one step sideways to the underclass of ICE, but still people who are really poor and really struggling but determined and angry to get what is rightfully theirs.
When you were writing it, as you said, you had a little bit of sort of background in there that you wanted to put in, but I wonder how much you were sort of influenced by current things that were happening, or did you find that this was, you wanted to do this because there wasn't enough going on there in the general mainstream news about these people?
These are the kind of people that are often in the news, but never for the right reason and never in their own words, or very rarely in their own words. But I started plotting the book probably in about 2014, 2015. It actually kicked off in a big way when I interviewed Alice Walker, the black American author, in Sydney in 2015. And part of my preparation for that was reading her first novel, The Third Life of Grange Copeland. And in that book, it's similar to The Colour Purple. Alice Walker is looking at how societal trauma and societal oppression plays out in black families. And that's what I wanted to do in this book, with the result that one of the other main characters, Ken, who's Kerry's older brother, is he's pretty much an abusive prick. And that's what the role that he was going to play in the book, as a foil to Kerry. He's kind of a male counterpart to Kerry. That's why their names are similar, Ken and Kerry. But in the course of writing the book, I thought, no, I've got to redeem this bloke. He has to find a way out of the violence, because this, it's a story of four children in a family and how their lives have been touched very deeply by the violence they experienced in childhood and the trauma of racism throughout their whole lives. And I had intended for them to all go in very different directions, and in a way they do. So it's kind of, these are the roads away from trauma, and the book says, well, what are the roads home?